Rita Maria has a voice that demands attention. Take a listen to this song. It's called Bad Karma from her new album called Katla. Powerful, commanding. It's a voice with some serious 1980s Joan Jett qualities. Rita Maria is not your run-of-the-mill singer-songwriter. Yes, she writes with metaphors and tries to paint a picture with her lyrics. But unlike most of us, Rita Maria sees colors in her music. Literally. As a teenager back in Norway, she was diagnosed with something called synesthesia. It's a rare neurological condition that causes her to see letters, numbers, and words as colors.
When I make music, it's kind of like painting a picture. And I have certain ideas of what colors I don't want to have, and or I will be very aware when I'm using that certain color.
So when we hear something like Bad Karma, does one color come into focus for you, or does it become an image with a lot of different shades of many colors?
It's a lot of different shades of many colors, because for me, words have colors, letters have colors. And, you know, the sound of a string on the guitar has one color, one shape. So basically it's just a myriad of colors coming towards me when I hear music.
It's really intriguing. I guess I'm curious, does a certain note always correspond to a certain color? Like, is an A chord always red to you? Or does it sometimes change? Is it sometimes blue?
Yeah, well, it depends entirely on what kind of instrument I hear it on. And, of course, also the letter A has always got the color red. So in that way, you could say, but not the note itself, not the sound.
So how does that affect how you hear conversations?
Well, I've lived with this my entire life, so I am used to it. And I kind of have two different ways of communicating. I translate things in two channels, in a way. When it comes to music, for instance, I had to learn all the tools to help explain what I want, how I want it to be. Because I can't stand in a band, in a room full of musicians and say, play yellow, you know?
Have you tried that before?
Yeah, I have. You know, I had this long turn with, I tried to like explain and like, you know, there's no way people understand that kind of talk.
So you've got all these colors running around in your head that define your experiences. And there's a song on the album that's named after a color. It's called Cherry Red. Let's take a listen to that. I mean, you have to talk about the title, Cherry Red. I mean, so there's a color in there.
Yeah.
How did that come to be? Do you often write about colors?
It really doesn't make any difference for me if I mention a color in a song or not, because for me, the songs are colorful. So maybe that just came out like that. And I really feel that it's red in all its symbolics as well. It's strong and sexual in a way, and it's
interesting. I wonder if there are moments when you realize, oh, no one else just experienced that these colors are happening in your head, and you almost have to name them for other people because they weren't privy to what just happened for you.
Yeah, and I think that's also a challenge for me with music. I really have to paint with strong colors. To put it that way.
We're talking with Norwegian singer Rita Maria. We should say you're from Norway. You were born in Nesna, Norway, in a small university town. Norway has this amazing black metal scene that's really big. Even though I don't hear a whole lot of black metal in your sound, I do hear a lot of punk, especially on songs like this one, which is off your new record. It's called Let's Leave.
Let's leave. The party's out of beer. Let's
Your sound has this raw quality to it. Have you always sung that way?
No, I started out singing very girly and nice, and but I was a big fan of Janis Joplin. I was a big fan of Paul McCartney, and after a while I discovered, you know, Led Zeppelin, and I just really wanted to try and sing like my rock idols were singing. And so I think I've always had that goal in a way, try to figure out how to sing like that.
There's a lot of what can only be described really as girl power. There's like a girl power vibe to this record. You do write a lot about gender roles and the power dynamic within romantic relationships between men and women. And there's one song on the album with a title that definitely has a message to it. It's called I Eat Boys Like You for Breakfast. Let's hear a little bit of that song.
I eat boys like you for breakfast. Where's my salt and pepper now? Oregano, basil, and thyme. And my tapatio.
So pray tell, who was this poor boy who was your breakfast on that fateful day?
Yeah, you know, cannibalism. No, I think it's because you say that I'm coming with this girl power messages, and I can agree with that. But I also think it's very important not to forget about the man in all of this, you know. I actually have three guys playing the instruments on the record, and a male producer, and it's a lot of demands on the male too, you know, and it's not to be forgotten. So I want to make music that is also including that rest of half of the planet.
You're on tour now in the States, in California, but you have a very international following. But what songs get the biggest response from your American audience? Is there something about the American sensibility that resonates with a particular song that you play?
I've noticed that they, especially here in the south of California, people love Boys for Breakfast because it's got this kind of Mexican tint. And San Francisco audience love that song.
I eat boys like you for breakfast.
Do you see certain colors when a concert, and when a show goes well, and another color when it doesn't?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of like, if a show goes well, it's like a proper Pollock painting or something, and it's just hanging on the wall. But if a show doesn't go that well, it's more like somebody poured out all the colors and you just have the cases left, or the boxes.
Empty paint buckets.
Yeah.
That's Norwegian singer Ida Maria. Her new album, Katla, is out now. Ida, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. This was a pleasure.
And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode Sunday nights. Guy Raz is back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.